Today I'm first going to give you some further details on the gradient method. Then I'm going to show you some examples, very simple examples on my notebook with MATLAB. And then we will start discussing improvements. Okay? So, first half of the lecture should be about examples, computational examples, and then we go back to theory. Here, on the slide, you have the gradient method as we introduce it. Okay? So, we are looking for a minimum point. Actually, we build an algorithm looking for stationary points. Point step one here is just, I'm checking if my current solution is a stationary point. If so, I stop. Otherwise, I move along minus the gradient of some step tk. Okay? Minus the gradient at the current point provides the descent direction, and I have to choose a suitable step size. The basic idea we discussed on Tuesday is to choose the best possible step, the steps which provide the minimum of the function on the upline starting from xk and moving in the direction given by minus the gradient. Okay? And to do this, we need to solve this optimization problem in just one variable, and we discuss the fact that the solution is for t greater than zero, and therefore the minimum is the point at where the derivative of this function of one variable is zero. Okay? And I told you that on my lecture notes, you find the exact computation for quadratic functions. So this is one of the troubles in this algorithm. We need to solve an optimization problem. And generally, you don't have a formula for this. Okay? You need to do it computationally, numerically. Okay? So you need a linear procedure for solving optimization problem of one variable only. Okay? But if f is a convex quadratic function, you have a formula. Okay? And this is what you find in the lecture notes. I'm not going through all the details. So a quadratic function is done this way. F there. Q is positive semi-definite, which is equivalent to the fact that the quadratic function is convex. We already computed on Tuesday the derivative of the search function here, and it is this scalar product. Furthermore, we know, it's not written here, that the gradient of f at a point is qx plus b. Okay? So here you can replace this gradient of f with q computed in this point plus b. You elaborated the computation. It's just algebra here. Okay? And you get this formula here. Minus the square of the norm of the gradient at the point, plus t times this quantity here. Okay? So, and we want to compute where this is zero. There are two cases, two possibilities. If this coefficient is zero here, then the derivative is a constant value. And the derivative of a constant value is telling you that the function is linear this way. Okay? Please remember that c at 0 is equal f at x. So it is this linear function. And this is telling you that if t goes to plus infinity, this quantity goes to minus infinity. So if you end up in a situation like this, okay, you know that the function is unbounded by below. And so there's no way to find a minimum. Okay? It's unbounded. So you can stop. You can stop. If, for instance, q is positive definite, and the function is not only convex but also strictly and strongly convex, this cannot be zero by definition, because it's vector times the matrix times the same vector, so by definition it's positive, and therefore this is positive, and you can put this equal to zero, and you compute, you have a formula, and you have a formula for the step. Okay? So when your function is quadratic and convex, this is the way you can compute the exact search. And for the algorithm we have an exact formula. Okay? So the trouble here at step two disappears. Okay? You can simply replace with this control. If this is zero, then stop, because the problem is unbounded by below. If it is positive, then this is the step size. Okay? You have a closed formula, which is not true in general. Okay? Indeed, your objective function is quadratic and strongly convex. Two positive definites. Okay? You never have a trouble. Indeed, you know that in that case, since the function is strongly convex, a minimum point exists. We discussed it a few weeks ago. The point is that actually, when you are dealing with a strongly quadratic convex function, strongly convex quadratic function, you actually can build a gradient type method choosing the steps in this way, in such a way that in a finite number of iterations, if you forget about numerical troubles, you get to a stationary point. Okay? How do you choose the steps? You take the inverse of the eigenvalues of the matrix Q. Okay? No matter in which order. First step, you choose an eigenvalue, and you move of a step which is 1 over this eigenvalue. Then you choose another one, and another one, and so on. So the eigenvalues are n. At most, in n steps, you find a stationary point. Okay? On the notes, you have the proof of this, which is just a bit of algebra, exploiting a property of positive definite matrices, which states that there exists an orthonormal basis made of eigenvectors. Okay? The basis is made by vectors which are orthogonal to each other. But never mind, this is just the proof. It's not what I want to point out here. If you're interested, it's in the notes. What I'm interested in here is, okay, so the job looks like this is the best algorithm for this class of functions. What is the trouble? The trouble here is that though mathematically, theoretically, this is very nice and very precise, from a computational point of view, you need to know all the eigenvalues of the matrix Q. Okay? And in practice, computing, Professor Bevilacqua will show you techniques for computing eigenvalues. Okay? But computing, generally will teach you to computing the largest eigenvalue, the second largest eigenvalue, the smallest eigenvalue, and you will see what works fine and what does not. But the trouble is that computing all the eigenvalues of the matrix Q is more complex, takes more time, is computationally more expensive than solving the problem with the other methods. Okay? With, let's say, this method here where you take the steps in this way. Okay? Though this is may take an infinite number of iterations, so you achieve convergence in the limit. Actually, it works. It is easier. It is less difficult than computing all the eigenvalues. So the interest of this is merely theoretical, And it is also linked with the numerical analysis. Okay? For quadratic function, when you know eigenvalues, you can, let's say, you know everything. Okay? Everything that you need to know or everything you need to do is hidden in the eigenvalues. Okay, so this is what we were, what was left from the previous lecture. Now I'm going to show you some example which show the troubles with this type of algorithm. Okay? Do you have any question? Okay, this was just a very rapid overview of these things, which is not a central issue. Okay, but now instead the troubles of this algorithm are central. Okay, are really relevant. Okay. So difficulties like here, unless your function is quadratic and convex, this is an optimization problem. Okay? Here you would like to do something simpler. Second trouble, suppose you are so good, or there is an oracle telling you the answer to this this computation, giving you the result of this optimization problem, you still have troubles because I've shown you that this algorithm moves along orthogonal directions, and so these are the only feasible moves you have. Okay, which makes you troubles when you are near and close to an optimal point. So I'm going to show you this behavior on a very simple example. Let's see if. Wow. Okay. Okay, I got to the right direction. So I'm showing you a very, very simple example. Let's look at for a moment at the code gradient exact. Okay. So I'm going to provide you this example. It's very, very simple. Okay. We know the answer. The function is a function of two variables. We need two variables because so the feasible region is a plane, and I can provide it to you on the screen. Okay. So the function is this one. We want to find the minima of this function. What's the answer? 0, 0. Okay. This function is always greater or equal than 0. And it is 0 if and only if this is 0 and this is 0. Okay. So the solution of this problem is 0, 0. Okay. We can also do it from just using theory, because if this is our function f, what's the gradient of f? So we compute the derivative with respect to x1, and we get 2 times x1. And then we need to compute the derivative with respect to x2. So this doesn't matter. This is 10 times x2. And so 2 times x1, 10 times x2 is the 0 vector if and only x1 is equal to x2 is equal to 0. Okay? The most simple problem you may have. And furthermore, if you compute the Hessian matrix, the Hessian matrix is the diagonal matrix whose entries are 2 and 5. So the eigenvalues are 2 and 5, so this matrix is positive that you need, so this is the number of points. So stationary points are global minima, so 0, 0 is the unique global minimum point of F. Okay? So all my examples will be in all my examples will be in R2. Okay.
So we discussed it the other day. R2 is our feasible region, and on the feasible region, I will draw level curves. The level curves are the set of points at which the function takes a given value. Okay? So this is in Rn generally the level set of value alpha. Okay? So in the plane they are curves in the plane that gives all the points at which the function takes exactly the same value.
Like just in mountain maps, okay? Like this one. Here you have Monte Cusna in the Appennini, which separates Tuscany from Emilia. Okay? This is the real Earth. And these are the level curves, which are the points at which you are, let's say, at 100 meters over the sea. Okay? And so on. Okay, 100 over meters, since these are high mountains, would be very, it's outside the map. Let's say 1,000, okay? Since the mountain is almost 2,000. And this is telling you, okay, I need to go up, I need to go this way, this is a level curve, this is another, and so on. Okay? So this is the kind of drawing I'm going to show you for all our example throughout all the course. And now I need West MATLAB. Okay. So let me okay, so the algorithms ask us to start from a starting point. Okay.
Please, let's not choose 0, 0, okay? Otherwise, the problem tells you you are done.
Let's choose, for instance, 2, 1, okay? Or, yeah, 2, 1. So these are the level curves of the function. They are elliptic, okay?
So, because here in our example, this is the set of points over 2, such that x1 squared plus 5 times x2 squared takes value alpha. Okay? This is value 0, this is value 1, and so on. Okay? The function goes down as you go in this direction. Okay? Blue is more values as you get more through green, yellow, and red, the value gets higher. Okay? Dangerous. Okay, in our algorithm we start from here. Okay? What will it be? We will move along minus the gradient, so we will move along this direction. Okay? It will be this direction, minus the gradient. And we stop at the best point we find. Okay? And so it goes on this way. Okay? So the gradient and minus the gradient is orthogonal to the tangent to the left, to the curve of the level set, as we told you, as I told you on Tuesday. So you move this way until you get to some point, to some level curve here, and if you go, still go on, you get to level curves of higher value. So you stop here. Okay, I make you a zoom. This is the level curve we are at. Okay, we are going to move this direction. Okay, we need to find the best point on this line. And the thing is, the level curves are done this way. If I'm here, I can still get a better value going here, and so on. At a certain point, I will somehow be tangent to a level curve. Okay? If I stop here, I get to this value alpha. If I keep going on, I get to level curves of higher value. Okay? So I stop here. And then I go on this other way. Okay? The picture now gets bad because this is happening all around zero. So I can zoom a little bit. And you see what happens. Okay, I did not make the program draw enough level curves, otherwise it would have taken some time. But you see what is going to happen. We are moving in an orthogonal zigzag. Zero is somewhere half here. So, you see all these steps. This is the last one we did. So, you know, here, the scale is 10 to the minus 3. Okay? We are here, and we are keeping zigzagging towards 0, 0. Okay? Maybe moving along this direction would have been much faster. Okay? So, one information that we will use not today, but maybe tomorrow or in future lectures, rather than moving along minus the gradient, let's choose another descent direction. Okay? Or let's choose minus the gradient, and let's not take the exact line search, because the reason here of the fact that we are zigzagging is mainly the exact line search. Okay? Because when you compute the derivative of the line search, and that is equal to zero, is exactly the scalar product between two consecutive directions. Okay? So, or we change the direction, or we change the kind of line search, or both. Okay? Clearly, it depends also on how lucky you are, because let's do it again. Suppose you start from 2,0 rather than 2,1. Here's the execution of the algorithm. One iteration and you get to the optimum point, because you are lucky that 0,0 is on the half line starting in 2,0 and moving along minus the gradient of f up to 0. Okay? So, this is it. Our function is a tricky and strongly convex quadratic function because the matrix of the second order term, this is the matrix Q. Okay. If you write, you can also write this as 1 half x transpose x, and here I get exactly 2,0,2,5. Okay, you get these values here. Is it correct? Yes. So is the case in which we could use the eigenvalues. Since this matrix are diagonal, we know the eigenvalues.
they are the diagonal elements. Okay? So I could, for instance, run here. I don't know if it is here. No, okay, clear. Grad finito. Now I'm trying to join that. To run this algorithm here, okay, where I take these eigenvalues as the steps. So same figure, same starting point. This is the algorithm. Two iterations and it gets to the optimal value. Okay? Because this is the case shown by that example. You get to the optimal solution in at most n steps. Okay? One for each eigenvalue. N iterations. And the step size is given by the inverse of the eigenvalues. Okay? Here, if you see here, you are not stopping at the best point. Here, essentially, you stopped almost at one half zero rather than to the best point. Okay, this is not the point at which you get the best value of the function along this line. Okay. It's 1 over one of the two eigenvalues. Okay. But functions we are going to, you generally have to minimize, are not this easy. Or getting the eigenvalues is not this easy. Okay. But if you have, this is what happens. I'm going to show you another example, which is far more complex and shows you in a good way the bad behavior of this algorithm. This is the function of two variables. Okay, it is this one. It is 100 times x2 minus x1 squared plus 1 minus x1 squared. Okay, so this is no longer a quadratic function. Here you have this is a polynomial of degree 4 in the two variables. Okay, and now I need to find it. This is the graph of the function. This is the graph of this function. Okay, it's pretty dark. The function is known as two names. Maybe you have seen in one of the exercise sessions a function like this. It's known as the Rosenbrock function, or also as the banana function. Okay. Rosenbrock is the name of the guy who used this for. And the function is done this way. It's a bit, here, see, here the
it goes up fast, the unit to measure. Here it is 0, and this is 500, this is 1000, and so on, while this is going from minus 2 to 2, and to minus 1 to 3. Okay? So this is a small square. It goes up very fast. It's a curved canyon. Okay? Here is the part where you have small values. Okay? And the name of the function is the, let's say, folkloristic name of the function is banana, because this is the shape of the level sets. Okay? The level sets are done this way, and here you are inside the canyon. Oh, sorry, there are not enough colors, so this is getting to dark red, and then the colors start again. Okay? And the level curves here in the canyon have the shape of a banana. Okay? They are long, narrow, and curved. And why is this a relevant function? This is a relevant function for two features. It is a highly non-convex function, okay? So it's a bad function. And at the same time, it's easy because you know where the minimum point is. Okay? Because this is a positive term and this is another positive term, okay, greater or equal than zero. So the best thing is to make both of them to be zero. For this to be zero, you take x1 equal to 1. But if you have taken x1 equal to 1, to make this zero, you have to take x2 equal to 1. So this is the unique point at which the function takes value 0 and elsewhere is positive. Okay? So this is the unique global minimum of this function. Okay? And we know it because we are human beings and we use our intelligence, our brain to deduce this result. When you run a program, they just take the function, the derivatives, and they make the specs. Okay? And the behavior is pretty bad. I'm going to show it to you it now, so we have to go here. Okay, so let's start from 0, 0. This time the minimum point is 1, 1. Okay. Now it takes a little bit of time to compute the level curves. And, okay, I can give you a spoiler. The algorithm is going to behave very badly. It's going to do some sort of ping-pong among the level curves. This way. Very, very, very small steps. Once you are in the canyon, and 0, 0 row is already in the canyon, the level curves are very narrow. So the steps you take are narrow. In one way you go up and the other you go down, and you keep zigzagging, doing very small, very, very small steps, and it takes a huge time to get to 1, 1. Here it is. So, here is 0, 0, then if it will move along the gradient, which is here, and then we'll go down here. 0, 0 is already in the inside the level curve of the small value that I was able to draw. So, the algorithms run. Okay, the first step was not bad. And then this is what happens. Okay. It's following the canyon perfectly. But it takes time. So, what is going on? Do you have questions? Curiosities on
on this or the other example, or examples in general? Please ask, because it takes a lot of time. Okay, we could stay here 10 minutes and it will be still going. Vi è tutto chiaro? Yes. Zipline is due to the fact that we do the exact line search. And the exact line search is telling that this has to be zero at zero, and this is one direction and the next one. Okay? Here the thing is, if you do this on this other function, x1 squared plus x2 squared, okay, whose line, whose level set, take this equal to any value, this is a circle, okay? If you do it here, in one step you get to the optimal solution, okay? The level curves are circles, okay? They are round. Here, they are done this way. Let me try to... Okay? When you move, the very first step was not bad because we were in a point like this and it went down here. Then the level curves are narrower and narrower, so centrifugally. So when you move, the best move is always very small. You are always getting into a new level curve. Okay. At each iteration, you change the level curve at which you end up. And they are one inside the other, and narrower and narrower. So the steps you can take are very, very small. Okay, this is the reason why it's clear. I mean, is it convincing enough? Okay, I stop it. Come on. Non ne vuole sapere. Ok, so we did 656 iterations and the current value is this one, 0.87, 0.76. Pretty far from the optimal solution. Okay? Generally, I run this and then I think, let's take a break and let it go on, and it arrives to 1,500 iterations and it is still 0.9, it's not yet to a good approximation of the solution. Okay? And if you take a look at the steps, this is the longest step you make. Okay, after a number of iterations. You can see they are pretty similar, but here you have 10 to the minus 1, 10 to the minus 3. Okay, so the steps are really, really small. Okay, and the reason is we are following the best direction. We could do, for instance, try to follow. So what you get at a point through the gradient is a very low, is a local information, okay? The value of the derivative depends just on the behavior of the function in a neighborhood of the point, okay? It's the limit that the neighborhood goes to zero. While the shape of the level set is a global information, okay? So, if they are round, you can have good sets. If they are done this way, it's likely that you will be forced to make very small movements, okay? Because the information here is telling you that the best way to go is this one, okay? And when you're up, it says the best way to go is this one,
But globally, the best way to go should be this, done this way. Follow the canyon, following the curvature of the graph. Okay? And the local information that you need. Okay? Well, we will see in the next week that actually you can do something about this, and I will show you an example where we will show you an algorithm that will perform a fine iteration and will find almost the optimal solution of this problem. Okay? I had a week because Professor Bevilacqua will initially give you this as a method for solving linear systems. And then I will adapt it to any kind of... Non so se ho risposto bene alla tua domanda.
Soddisfacente.
So, this is the...
Maybe I can try to... to zoom it. Let's see if it takes some time.
So, XF search is nice for quadratic function because you can compute them from a formula.
Oh, it's already here. Okay, so I can show you.
This is the kind of movement it does, okay?
You see, as level curves become narrower and narrower, the steps get smaller, very small. First you minus the gradient was in this direction, then was this, then this, then this, and then the level curves start to be so narrow that the steps are very, very short. So I was saying that there are these two drawbacks. First, you don't have a way to compute easily the exact line search, because you need to solve an optimization problem. So, function is quadratic, you have it. Function is not, like in this case, you must do computing approximately through a numerical procedure, and this is what I've done here. Okay? It's written in the code. Actually, I call the function from MATLAB to compute the minima of that optimization problem of a unique variable. Second problem is that if you do this, moving along minus the gradient at the current point, the direction are orthogonal, and this is some your method is rigid. Okay? Because when you are pretty close to the point, your stationary point you are going to, you cannot go this direction, you must move in a zigzag done by your terminal model. So our goal, today after the break and tomorrow, is to try somehow to overcome these problems. First, I will show you different way to compute the reasonable step size to move along. And then I will show you that actually we don't necessarily need to take minus the gradient as a direction. So let's take a 5-minute break and then we will start discussing this issue.